Drums, please.
This summer, for our latest listener challenge, we've been asking high school students to submit poetry around the theme of summer. We're calling it the Battle of the High School Bards, and it's co-presented by the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. We've had a tremendous response so far. Hundreds of you have sent in your poems inspired by road trips, cool water on hot nights, aimless wandering, all of that summer stuff. We'll announce the winner in a few weeks. But in the meantime, I wanted to check in with our judge for the Summer Poetry Challenge, who has been reading all of the poems. She's Columbia University professor and poet, Dorothea Lasky. Dottie, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, as I said, we had hundreds of entries so far, and I'm sure if I know anything about young people, during the week as the deadline approaches, we'll get many more. From the ones you've looked at so far, any themes pop out?
Yeah, well, I saw some distinct themes, and some of them like a celebration of the season and all that kind of talk of the heat and the sensuality of that. And then there were a lot of love poems and lots of passion, lots of summer romance, and sometimes summer romance gone wrong, which was very exciting. And of course, near and dear to my heart, because that's all my summer romances have
Always go wrong? Yes.
Always went wrong. I've never had one go right. But, and then there was some poems that were kind of tragic. So even though, you know, summer is this time where we think of fun in the sun or doing really lazy stuff, you know, a lot of them were like, summer actually sucks because all this bad stuff happened. And I like those poems.
And are there mistakes that teenage poets tend to make and you want to warn them against?
Oh, not at all. In fact, I'm so excited reading the submissions because I think that teenagers do everything right in terms of poetry. I think that they take risks and take liberties and use language in new and inventive ways. I think because they're right on the edge of where language is starting to change, you know, where some of our new language is coming into the way that we're going to eventually speak in 10 years.
So lots of texty acronyms and things?
Yeah, texty acronyms. Yeah, and just using words in interesting ways. So I say just keep doing it to people submitting.
So what about your process as a poet? Do you revise and revise and revise, or just after that eureka moment are you done and say print?
Print and straight to the publisher. No. Yeah, no, it's very obsessively I revise, especially for sound. More than content or more than, you know, what I'm trying to say. I think less about that and more just how the poem sounds.
And does that entail reading it aloud again and again?
Reading it aloud again and again and kind of obsessively thinking about small words that maybe, you know, we take for granted or not even thinking about.
Well, I guess the next time I'll see you is after you've read all these hundreds of poems and decided which you think is the best.
Exactly, yeah. I can't wait for that moment.
Dorothea Lasky, thank you.
Thank you so much.
High school poets, this is your last chance to enter the Studio 360 Summer Poetry Challenge. The deadline is Monday, August 18th at midnight. No extensions. All the details are at studio360.org.